Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. How can I assist your call?
Hi, I am calling because I was charged on a credit card for something I really didn't order. I got involved with you guys because I did something stupid. I got on the line and did a survey, and they said they were giving me a free gift. So I clicked on one, and they asked me to pay for shipping, which I did. And now, 3 weeks later, you zap my credit card. I need to get out of this environment, whatever, however I can do that. What do I need to do that? Still there?
What is your zip code?
43147.
Four, three, four, one, seven.
No, no, no. 43147.
First and last name.
Dan Yarnell. YARNELL. I guess the credit card that it went to, my name is Danny.
And verify mailing address for me, please.
11821 Eddington, Eddington Avenue, Pickerington, Pickerington, Ohio.
All right. Thank you for that. So, do CD leave your skincare products that was helping me to start Smart Star Struggles that was ordered on April the 8th? And then
correct.
We tried billing the 91.89 and the 92.90 was billed.
Yeah,
but one was declined.
They declined it. They'll decline anything else you send through. But why am I getting charged for something? It was, quote, a free gift. And it didn't say anything about an ongoing monthly, you know, we're going to send this to you forever kind of thing. There was no verbiage to that effect. I didn't order this product. It was supposed to be a free gift, and turns out obviously not the case. I understand it's my fault. I'm stupid. I made a mistake, but I need to fix this, or I need to.
Okay,
that credit card will never take.
Okay, so to explain what happened initially, you paid the shipping and handling. And then
right.
Initiated a trial where you try it free for 14 days. And if you're not satisfied with the product, you have to cancel it because otherwise you'll pay for the product you receive. Nothing else has been sent out to you or will be sent out to you. It's just like a try before you buy. And then, secondly,
but it never said any of that.
Okay.
Or
I don't know.
Print with.
Like, I don't know where you saw the edit, because they're to advertise that part in as well, because in our terms, in the company's terms and conditions, it does state that, because if you go on the website of the Olivia website, it does explain the terms as well as that it's a 14-day trial. You go to the actual website, it say agree to the terms and conditions, you will be billed the $5.45 for shipping and handling, and if you don't cancel within 14 days shipping trial, you'll be billed the full amount of the $91.95 as well as for the other product for $92.90. And then 30 days after, they enroll you in a monthly subscription, and it gives you the customer service phone number to call in and cancel.
Well,
so
I get that. I was ripped off. I get that because it came to me in an email. It came under CVS Pharmacy, which I do belong to, and I am a member, and I get all my drugs there, and it said you know, for taking a survey, we will give you a free gift. And they had about 19 different gifts offered, and this one was one of them. And nowhere during the process was it directed to your website that gave terms and conditions or clicked on terms and conditions. Never an issue. Now, if we don't fix it, I'm going to get ripped off for $92 because the card that you have will never allow anything to go through again. They, as you can see, they declined the $91. And so you're not getting any more money from me. My question is, can I get my 92 bucks back? Because you were fraud, not you personally, you just worked there. But this was a fraudulent scenario. They didn't tell me 14-day trial, cancel, didn't say it was going to be a reoccurring. None of that was verbalized in what my email said. Now, it may have said it somewhere, but we were never directed to your website. Matter of fact, it never mentioned your company. Not at all. It mentioned the product. And matter of fact, when I signed up for to get that product, then a pop-up came up where you can also get this for $7 or whatever. But no time was it given. I'm sure in some microscopic something or on your website, but your website never popped up. The name of the company never popped up. I thought I was getting a free gift from CVS. And my question to you is very simple. Can I get my 92 bucks back? Obviously, I didn't cancel in 14 days, but, you know, I'm really not going to let this go because this is, in my estimation, I was a victim of fraud. And I am going to dispute it through the credit card company. So, it, you know, it might cost me 92 bucks, but if you're an upstanding company, you'll give me my 92 bucks back.
Just said, we can give you a partial refund of 50% of the charge.
Well, you can do that, absolutely. I'm still going to dispute the rest of it, but
I understand that
with the credit card company. But I'll be happy to take 50%. I mean, I'm the stupid one. I will never click on something like that again. So it's a lesson learned. You know, I think it's a terrible way to do business. But again, you're just an employee, so I don't want to rag on you. It's not your fault. But I'll go ahead and do what I need to do on my end. If you can reimburse the 50%, I'll take 50 cents on the dollar and. What is that, $46? Your the company you're working for fraudulently took money from me, so that's okay. I'm okay with that. You know, I've paid higher prices to learn lessons. Yeah, do what you can. If you can do that by clicking a few keystrokes, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Maybe 46, 45.
Okay, now I got a question. I'm not going to get well, it doesn't matter because they're not going to approve it anyway, but you're not going to hit my account in 30 days for another 92 bucks.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put them on alert. They're not going to accept it anyway. Matter of fact, I'll probably go ahead and change. They said they recommended I change the account number. So I'll do what they tell me to do. So I greatly appreciate it. Can I get some sort of verification that you gave me back 46 bucks or whatever the number is?
Give me 1 moment. Okay, you should receive an email confirming that it was voided, refunded, and I have a confirmation of confirming that you won't receive any more charges or be billed for any more product.
Okay, that confirmation number is?
is in Charlie, 2-6-1-4-6.
C is in Charlie, 2-6-1-4-6. 4-6. And the amount was how much? I'm sorry.
46-45.
Okay. And you said I'd get an email. Do you have my email? I guess you must have.
The email that's on file.
Okay. Well, I will say you've been very helpful, and I greatly appreciate it. And you have a great day or evening or whatever it is, wherever you are. And thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.